Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight Movie Night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights. Oh,
with
we didn't.
K.
Yeah, we really didn't think that part of it out. Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, September 20th, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
And I am that fracking cat.
You know, it's not going to be a very good show. If your voice is sounding like that, do you think we might be able to borrow a voice from someone else?
I am that fracking cat.
Oh, Kitty, you sound so much better.
I'm not gonna lie. Before we go any further, the cat has to say one more thing.
What does the cat have to say?
I'll type it in the thing.
Okay, for those of you who may be confused as to what's going on, we will cover that in just a moment, but apparently the cat has to say a thing.
Hi, Miranda. I want to play a game.
Yes! Nailed it! Sorry, I watched a couple of Saws this week, so...
I've never seen Saw.
What?
I don't like horror movies.
But it's called Midnight Movie.
I don't have to like all movies.
Yeah, fair enough. There's movies out there I don't like.
I'm a little creeped out at the moment. Especially because the cat knew exactly what to do.
Oh.
Okay, so our latest brand of trying to get the broadcast going at the right, you know, at 10 p.m., was massively threatened a couple of days ago when that fracking cat came down with a case of laryngitis. And unfortunately, that case continues until now. But fear not, dear listener. Johnny White Trash is filling in for him.
The Canadian invasion. <Not a, laughs> oh, boy. Okay, I got to get a hold of myself here. Yes. I will be filling in as myself, the guest, and also as the voice of that fracking cat.
See, honestly, we really weren't even intending on having a guest, but I saw a tweet earlier today saying that you were basically going to force your way onto our show anyway.
Yes.
And yeah, we were pretty much good with that, so this just kind of worked out at the last moment, but I would like to thank you for attempting to fill in, and I would like to describe how at least I think this is going to work.
The cat says thank you, me thank you.
So we record this by calling each other on Skype, you know, very similar to many other podcasts, and that fracking cat is just typing in the text part of it. Johnny will be playing himself and also reading what the cat types. However, we have not set any rules other than he has to read what the cat types. However, the cat is not allowed to type anything that, you know, Johnny, you are allowed to... I'm just making this up as I go, clearly, but you are allowed to veto anything that you may view as defamation of your own character. However, seeing as how you will take bits way farther than most people that I know, I don't think there's anything the cat can possibly come up with that you wouldn't go for.
For example, I wouldn't say I'm a little girl. I would say I'm a little teacup, short and stout. And you know what I've just learned? That you cannot say that. Seriously, try saying it out loud. You will automatically do the actions.
I'm a little teacup, short and stout.
You did the actions, didn't you?
I did not.
Well,
I will gladly turn on video and demonstrate this if you would like.
The cat did the actions.
Oh, the cat did the action. Wait, did he do them at the same time that I said it? Because then that would be really weird. So I guess we'll have to wait a moment.
I don't. To find yes. Out.
Okay, that's just weird, Kitty. That's really, really weird.
Okay. Yes, the cat that lives inside my head says it. It's how I roll.
Okay.
This is great. I want a teleprompter for my show now.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I can at least fill in a couple of things here and there because I do have some clips of the cat, even though he couldn't muster up enough strength to actually speak for himself.
The Fuck. Teleprompter being the voice in your head.
Oh, God, where is this show going to go? You know, we were actually kind of considering burning the show to the ground in this
remember
episode.
Remember an hour ago when we thought this would be a good idea?
Yeah, pretty much. No, but yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get into the downer stuff that happened this week. However, there is one thing that we do need to bring up. There was something said on another podcast that honestly both the cat and I did take issue with, and it was just suggested that we were stealing content from another show, that didn't sit very well with us, and no examples were given. Say what?
I did take it personal.
Yeah, I know. So did I. Because it was an accusation of plagiarism, and just no. There's a very healthy respect for netheads, and if we have ever stolen their content and not credited them, then we are unbelievably sorry, but I think anyone who does listen to this show knows that if we bring up anything even remotely Netheads related, we usually go on a tirade about how it's our favorite show out there, and
second favorite after the Johnny White Trash show, of course.
Sorry, Johnny.
Oh, that's it. I'm leaving. But yeah, no, the cat agrees, and on a personal note, I agree too. I mean, like, I don't know, like, you absorb information throughout your week through various forms, podcasts, fucking internet and all this. And that's essentially the framework of a podcast, is to talk about the information that you've absorbed that week. Right.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I know I've constantly, I'm like, I can't remember where I heard this, but I don't know.
And when you do remember, you reference it because, you know, frankly, it's the only thing that's proper. But again, it was meant as in a joking nature. It's just neither of us reacted in the joking nature. And there was a period where it was very frustrating, and we were thinking about some of the most fucked up things that we could do in reaction. And ultimately we decided, screw it, we are just going to go on and do our show normally, because hey, things happen, and if we let every little thing get to us, then it's just going to be painful. Yeah, neither of us believe that we had any plagiarism going on, and we've contacted them to just say, whoa, 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 hold on. That can, you know, what was said on your show tonight can be taken in very, very bad ways. And I don't know what to say about it. It honestly, I don't want to talk about it because we didn't do anything wrong. And it was well-intentioned and it went wrong. So I think that's the last I'm going to say about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
However, me as the cat in my head says, if it was a joke, then it failed and I didn't appreciate it. I've been called many things, but being called a thief in so many words is not one of them. I really hope I inflected that right.
Yeah, well, we don't want to focus on, or at least I don't think we want to focus on such a downer topic.
No, you don't want to derail your whole show. Plus, I'm here. Let me see if I can do this. Is that A?
I.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say something. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. A is spelled E-H. Whoa.
You know what I think it's time for?
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
That's right. It's time for the tournament of segments. What were you saying there, Johnny?
I know. I'm like, oh, she's talking. I better stop. And then you stop talking. And I'm like, oh, shit, I better start. God, I'm going to get fired.
That's okay with what we're paying us. God damn. There it
Wait,
goes.
You're See, making I, that's money? What, I did this wrong.
Yeah, no, we're not making any money. We are not professional podcasters. Not yet.
I am.
You're making money?
Hey.
People have bought Johnny a drink?
Yes, when I started that link, a friend of mine sent me a penny.
Hey, good enough. That's all you need.
That's it. I'm a pro, except that's when I was YouTubing.
Wow.
And as the cat, I like money.
Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I
like money.
Yes.
You got to give me a little more warning than that, kitty.
Oh, dude,
Tell me to bring the soundboard back up.
While I go to Starbucks.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
Man, I could really go for a Starbucks, you know?
Yeah, well, I really don't think we have time for a hand job, Joe.
Oh, God, when I watched that movie, I literally almost fell off my couch. I was laughing so hard. Because in the beginning, I'm like, I see what they're saying. That makes a lot of sense. Then I laughed really hard. And then at the end, I almost cried because I'm like, oh, God, we're actually heading that way.
Yeah. Idiocracy is one of those movies where it's just, it's kind of depressing because you can see that actually happening.
Oh, yeah. It made total sense. It's like the smart people didn't want to have a baby until they, finished college and all this. And then they couldn't have a baby no more. But the dumb people had 8 because they don't know how condoms work. And I'm like, oh, God, it's going to happen. I had this feeling of impending doom. It was the same feeling when I watched Zeitgeist Addendum is the second one, I think.
Okay.
Oh, are you familiar?
I am not.
Oh, it's what do they call that? Open source. You can download it for free.
Oh, cool.
Legally.
Very cool.
I mean, how you can download anything for free anyway, but we're not that kind of podcast around here, folks. But tune in to the Johnny White Trash show on johnnywhitetrash.com where we might be.
All right, there we go. I'm going to go ahead and start the tournament with the spin.
Email. Email. What? What? email to email.
And we will be starting out with Tuned In.
Hold on, let me see if we have something for that. Tuned In, we do.
All right, who is we? Is you Kitty, or is you Johnny, or is you both?
We both do. Oh, this could be so much fun. Who is it? Who's the Carnage? Doesn't he always say we? The comic book guy. I don't know. I don't read many comic books. Deadpool also says we. Yeah, we. We have two. okay. where do you want me to go from here? Should I start?
Since you're reading for two, I will let you pick whoever has a segment first.
I think you should go.
Okay.
Because both of ours are comic related.
All right. Well, my Tuned In is Disney's Tangled. I was listening to the SLS cast, and they were discussing the death of Richard Kiel, and they pointed out that he had a role in that movie. And I don't have it pulled up on IMDb right now, but the scene that he was in, he was the big thug guy. And during the song that they were singing, the I've Got a Dream song.
Ringing a bell.
Okay. Have you seen Tangled, first
yes.
of all? Okay.
I saw it in theater.
Okay. So when they were in the bar and, you know, with all the thugs and ruffians and everything, they started singing a song that I've Got a Dream. Vlad was the guy with the unicorns. You know, the really big guy, and that was voiced by Richard Kiel. And so I was thinking about Tangled, frankly, because they mentioned it.
So, no, that works. That works. I enjoyed that. I think I might have to watch that one again.
Oh, it's such a fun one. Yeah, frying pans. Who knew?
Yeah.
You know, and Mandy Moore does the voice of Rapunzel, and I've always enjoyed her, you know, just from the various movies. I don't really know her much as a recording artist, but the movies that I've seen her in, she had a role in The Princess Diaries.
I have to apologize. My Skype thing's not staying current for me.
Uh-oh.
And I've missed a couple of lines here. The first one probably won't make sense anymore because it's out of context, but it was break the fourth wall, Johnny. And then the next one, I believe, is directed at you. No one uses the terms ruffians anymore. Sad face. Oh, I'm loving this. Oh, sorry. And the cat says, ha ha!
All right.
Mentioning in that right.
What do you guys have?
Okay, well, the cat has The Dark Knight Returns, the two-part animated movie that was a good adaptation of the graphic novel. And I
stop. I haven't finished reading the graphic novel, so absolutely no spoilers.
See, I know I read the graphic novel. I was much younger, cause my uncle had comic books and I started reading, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, Batman, that seems cool. Right. And then I remember opening up a page and I'm like, oh, it swears. and instantly I was like, this is the best thing ever. But I know I've seen part of that movie. It's a good one. It's a good pick. Definitely. I think it's a good adaptation, but as much as I like Frank Miller, the ears are too short.
Nice.
And then the cat says, we will watch this movie. So you, I'm assuming that's you, Miranda, have 46 days to finish the graphic novel. Never mind, sorry. But
remember the 5th of November.
That's right. Operation Litter Box comes to
you. Operation New Litter Box, sir. You must get it right if you are going to do the voice of that freaking cat. Wow, where did that come from? Okay, I don't know. All right, what do you have for yours, Johnny?
Spawn.
Woo.
I remember because the movie came out and it was shite, but Todd McFarlane actually did, and if I accidentally say Seth McFarlane, I apologize in advance because it happens all the time, but Todd McFarlane, they did proper adaptations in animated movie, and it's amazing. I think it was an HBO special. There was like 6 of them.
Okay. That's a property that I never got into, so I have absolutely nothing to say about that. I'll just go ahead and spin again. I can tell you this, but
the cartoon was way better than the live action movie.
Okay. That was Christopher Lambert, wasn't it? Or no, who was that? Was that Thomas Jane?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Damn. I haven't thought about that in a long time. I know when
the movie came out, it was like the movie with the most special effects to date on that day. And the cat inside my head says, wow, good pick. And yes, the movie was, what the fuck happened? I'm an idiot. No, he did not say that.
I was thinking of The Punisher.
Oh, no, The Punisher was a good movie. The one with Thomas Jane?
Yeah, I was thinking of The Punisher.
Oh, also, I had no idea where you were going with that.
All right, well, let's just move past it. We've landed on an old friend. Johnny, do you have anything for an old friend?
I do, and the cat, however, does not.
All right, why don't you go ahead with yours first?
Okay, well, I recently watched this one on Netflix. An old favorite of mine is Magnificent Seven with Yul Brynner.
Wow. Okay.
I better double check the date on that. That one might not qualify.
Oh, it qualifies.
But it's
that's my God, does that qualify? It just has to be 30 years old. That's a freaking Yul Brynner, man.
I couldn't, all of a sudden I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, this movie's old enough. Well, I used to stay at my grandma's during the summer because, you know, raised by a single mom, right? She couldn't really watch me during the summer because she had to work. And grandma had all these old VHS tapes, and that one was my favorite. But also there was a ton of old ones like Captain Courageous, The Yearling, State Fair, I don't know. I'm going too far. But no, you can't talk about Magnificent Seven and not talk about the classic "My throwing knife is faster than your gun" scene.
Honestly, it's been a very, very long time since I watched this. It's one of those ones I watched with my dad when I was much, much younger. I don't really remember much except that Yul Brynner was in it, and he wasn't playing Pharaoh.
Well, no, the one guy, he's lying there kind of sleeping with his head down. The other guy kicks him, and he, I'm going to get through it real quick here, and he's like, hey, you know, it's bullshit. You can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And so then they had a cup on the one post, and the other guy standing in front of, like, I'm going to say a telephone pole, but obviously it wasn't a telegraph pole, we'll say, right? And so they did this, you know, they drew, and it was like a mock one, and the cup went flying, and the knife stuck, and everybody's like, no, we think the knife was faster. And then the guy with the knife goes back and lies down, you know, just real cowboy-like, tilts the hat over his eye, and the other's like, hey, kicks his leg, do it again for real. And so they did it for real, and he could whip out his little throwing knife, and he threw it into the guy's chest before the guy could get the shot off to kill him. And I just remember that one just blew my mind because I'm like, cowboys throw knives faster than guns? Like, what? Yes.
Awesome.
That cat also says it's a good pick.
Indeed, indeed.
And yes, it is too late to choose something now that Johnny mentioned a good Yul Brynner movie.
No, Kitty, it's never too late. Damn it, this is your show, too. You can make up rules if you want to.
Hey, I'm the cat, and I have spoken.
Oh, there's only one way you can deliver this one, sir. You might be fired. We may need to, you know. Come on.
I'm going to do this wrong.
Come on. Summon your inner Jack Bauer.
Oh, it's not ringing a bell.
Come on.
I'm going to try. Damn it, Chloe.
Oh, come on. What's with the questioning?
Come on.
This Johnny. Term. Johnny, you can do this. Come on.
Damn it, Chloe.
Good enough.
Yeah, well, you know what? You get what you pay for.
Kitty, what's your pick? What do you got?
Westworld, he says.
What?
I can't help with this one.
I'm sorry. I think you're going to have to speak up for this one. I know your voice isn't in good shape, but you're going to have to do your best if you want this to be a pick.
Okay. Excuse me.
Do it in the saw voice.
Let's play a game.
Oh. I want to watch this movie.
No, it's about a couple of guys. Oh, fuck, I can't do it. Sorry.
I Wikipedia'd it, and so I'm just going to read you the first sentence there. And I instantly want to, watch this. Westworld is a 1973 science fiction Western thriller. Yeah, had me right there. Filmed, written, and directed by novelist Michael Crichton and produced by Paul Lazarus, blah, 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 blah. It stars Yul Brynner as an android in a futuristic Western-themed amusement park and Richard Benjamin and James Brolin as guests of the park.
Okay, future flick pick it is.
Yes.
Written and directed by Michael Crichton.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Future flick pick it is.
It's a great four-at flick.
All right.
Oh, geez. That's a joke. Nobody's going to get a cat hit a four in the middle of great. So I don't get right. Two jokes.
My old friend is Planet of the Apes. The 1968 Charlton Heston and Roddy McDowell Planet of the Apes, the original. Why is it an old friend? Because it's a new friend to me. I decided to educate myself tonight. It's a movie that I have never seen. So, although it was originally intended to be 2 hours before the program started, even though it ended up ultimately being more like 3.5 hours before the program started, you know, because the kitty voice and everything, and we kept trying all of the old wives' tale tricks and everything to make his voice come back, and it just didn't work. There was no one clapping, saying, "I do believe in fairies, I do believe in fairies, I do believe in fairies," and his voice just wouldn't come back.
And a little itty-bitty Julia Roberts didn't stand up.
It's very funny that you went Hook with that, not any other Peter Pan adaptation.
Love we will the get movie back to Hook.
We will get back to that.
Yes.
We will get back to that. So yeah, I actually watched Planet of the Apes for the first time, and it's
amazing, isn't it?
It's a legendary movie. There's a reason why. And actually my initial reaction going through it, watching it, seeing the character of Taylor that Charlton Heston was portraying and how his thoughts on the vastness of space and how it caused him to reconsider things and how he was disgusted with humanity, and the end sequence that I've seen referenced oh so, so many times, you know, now makes a lot of sense. And yeah, it's very, very well done, and it does kind of condemn the modern human race, and I think it's cool. But one of the things that cracked me up the most was the space agency was ANSA. A-N-S-A, not... and there was this great special feature that came with it, and it was kind of like a 60s-style propaganda, you know, space... you know, agency film, you know, done in the same, you know, like the, we're so great, look at what we're doing for the benefit of mankind. Mankind? All right. Mankind.
Mankind.
Yeah. Great, great movie.
Well,
I was hoping that the cat actually had, leading up to before doing the show, we just decided the flick pick moments ago. Wait, you do have the original Apes movie?
Nice.
Come on, Johnny, you got some reading to do.
Oh yeah, geez, okay, sorry. Yeah, I was okay, we'll come back to that one in a second. Oh damn! I do have the original Apes movie on DVD.
Hey, you skipped one.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one.
Oh, okay,
you
I got that.
Asked me about it earlier. I forgot that I had it.
But do you have the second one? That's the... Oh, fuck.
Oh, you gotta watch them all.
Yeah, I know.
There's like five. They're so good. Like, I mean, even though, like, I mean, like, let's face it, there's not many... No. That one does not count.
The cat says, I have the Marky Mark.
That was the first thing he said that I vetoed.
I knew you weren't going to read that. That's why I read it.
Well, I let Tim Burton slide with a couple of things before I completely hated him. And his Planet of the Apes was no bueno. No bueno. And it even had, oh, shit, what's her name? Marla from Fight Club.
Helena Bonham Carter?
Yes. Even she couldn't save it. But the SLS cast mentioned it on their show this week, and I wanted to watch it again.
Will you read the line that you skipped?
Yes. Okay. Get your...
Oh, read it like a cat. Come on.
Meow. Get your... Get your stinking... Paws off me, you damn dirty apes.
This is going to be supremely embarrassing, but I would think of it more like a little higher pitch, like a little more, like more like, you know, like a get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty apes, meow.
Okay, let me see. Okay.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty apes.
Yeah, that...
Whoa!
Winning! Hashtag okay. Winning! Right
there. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and spin again. We haven't skipped anyone, did we? I don't care.
Yeah, I got to talk real quick about that line, though. Because, like, when that line came... suck it! When that line came up in the remake, the reboot, the Rise of the Planet... No. I forget what it was now. Not the last one that came out, the one before.
If it anyway. Comes back to you, we'll get back to it.
Okay.
We've landed on what's real. Do you have anything for what's real, Johnny?
Hold on. Oh, shit. Where'd the list go? I'm having technical difficulties. Do you have something for
it? I do not. Kitty, did you have anything for what's real?
Yeah, for some reason, I thought it'd be a good idea to
Kitty
close
does
that.
Not.
Kitty does not.
All right.
I
I can move on to another segment.
Well, no, that one won't fit.
It doesn't. That's what she said.
Woo!
Let's just move on to a new.
Sick burn.
we're moving on. If you find, once you reopen, if you find that you have something for what's real, we can come back to that.
No, I've got everything open again now.
Okay, did you have anything for what's real?
No.
All right, how about Foreigners?
No whammy. I have one for Foreigners. The cat in my head does not.
Now, because you are within North America. Oh, God, we just set down the rules.
It's okay, this one's Korean.
Okay. Does the cat have anything for Foreigners?
No.
What did I say before was going to end up being, when we were talking in the pre-show, something came up and I was just like, oh, that'll be my Foreigner. And then I proceeded to forget, so who cares? Moving on, I don't have one. What do you got, Johnny?
I have, I care, lol. I love it. This is fun reading. I've got Old Boy. Now, they just remade it for the American market, and I haven't seen the remake yet, but I saw the original, pretty sure it's Korean, with subtitles, and it is a fucked up movie. I forget who recommended it to me, but like, if you want something to fuck with your head, watch Old Boy. I literally, the only things I remember about this movie would spoil it, and I'm usually a spoil everything kind of guy, but this movie, I just can't do it. I can't spoil this one.
Now, if you want fuck with your head, watch Tusk. But we'll get to that if we get to a segment.
You brought it up now.
Hold on. We will save that if we get to it in a segment. If not, we can talk about it after the tournament of segments. We need to do at least two more spins.
Okay.
And you're in the lead right now. You should be happy.
Winning.
All right. And we are landing. Oh, just stop there. Stop there. Stop there. Oh, you suck. We've landed on quotes.
Go, Johnny. Oh, boy, do I got a good one.
Does Kitty have a quote?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What do you guys got?
Okay, I'm going to start with Kitty's. I'm going to do the best I can with this quote here. I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No. You complete me.
That was a good read.
I do what I can.
That was a really good read. In fact, I stopped paying attention to the quote, just to listen to your performance to it.
Oh, geez, thank you.
So, very, very, very well done.
Oh, thanks. To be fair, this is one of those movies I could probably do 100 quotes from, though. You're going to have to play my little game if you want to save one of them. Anyway. So now, are you supposed to guess what movie it is?
No, that's something the cat likes to do. I don't know why we do that. I just give the movie and let's move on.
That was the Joker said that in The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Wow, you really got Batman on the brain, don't you, Kitty?
Where are they? Sorry.
He's typing something.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, if I start talking, I'm going to have to stop talking. And then,
I don't know.
Oh. You can truly say that I have bat in my belfry.
Oh, I can't switch apps. Oh, shit, I just spun. No, come on.
But
I don't know what's going on now. The iPad's all screwed up.
Uh-oh.
Show quality going all to hell. I screwed everything up. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Sweet.
Bummer. And now I don't even see what I was looking for. here it is. Read what the cat said again.
You can truly say I have a belt in my belfry.
A bat in my belfry.
Yeah.
This town needs an enema. Whoops.
Okay, I know what I need to do.
Nicholson See, this said is... that in the 89 Batman. Double quote. Zing! I'm reading.
Part of the problem is that I left certain apps open, and I accidentally switched to some of the ones that were trying to take over the sound control. Yeah, that, whoopsie. And I just upgraded to iOS 8 on the iPad.
Oh, so, my goodness, iOS 8?
Yes. So I violated my own rules and upgraded before the second dot release. And why the hell is Dropbox
Fair enough.
Sweet?
Fair enough.
Stop syncing right now. We're doing a show.
Yeah, yeah, fuck off, Dropbox.
Oh, I don't like it when the technology melts down on me.
But, and the cat oh, says...
and it was spinning. What was your quote, Johnny?
In my worst Scottish accent, choose life, choose a job, choose a career, choose a family, choose a fucking big television, choose washing machines, cars, compact disc players, and electrical tin openers. I forgot this was this long. Choose good health, low cholesterol, and dental insurance. Choose fixed interest mortgage repayments. Choose a starter home. Choose your friends. Choose leisure wear and matching luggage. Choose a three-piece suit on higher purchase in a range of fucking fabrics. Choose DIY and wondering who the fuck you are on a Sunday morning. Choose sitting on that couch watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows, stuffing fucking junk food into your mouth. Choose rotting away at the end of it all, pissing your last in a miserable home. Nothing more than embarrassment to the selfish, fucked up brats you spawned to replace yourselves. Choose your future. Choose life. But why would I want to do a thing like that? I chose not to choose life. I chose something else. And the reasons? There are no reasons. Who needs reasons when you got heroin?
Choose a fucking shorter quote, man.
Yeah, I'll never do that again. I apologize. Right away, I'm just like, I don't remember this part being this long in the movie.
Dude, that again, you're bringing it with the performance tonight, though.
I do what I
you
can.
You didn't break on that one. That was good. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. In fact, the cat inside my head says, wow, that rocked, Johnny.
And we've landed on ear candy.
No whammy.
Yeah,
I literally have to say that like every time now. Between me and the cat, we have come up with nothing.
Well, earlier we were talking about movie in particular.
Oh, not again.
No, not Spaceballs.
No. No, you just carry on.
Okay, well, we were talking about Peter Pan.
Oh, okay.
And I mentioned it's funny that you went there.
Beauty.
That you actually went with Hook, because my ear candy is the theme from Hook by John Williams.
Nice.
I do get a lot of my inspiration for my choices from my movies playlist, and the only criteria that there is for anything going into that playlist is it has to be in a movie, or at least remind me of a movie and be truly awesome in of itself, which is why Michael Caine doing a couple songs from Phantom of the Opera have made it in there. Michael Caine? Wait, that wasn't Michael Caine. I'm having a major brain fart. Michael Crawford.
Ah.
There we go. Because I don't believe that was a movie. I believe that was actually Broadway. But so I violate the criteria a little bit, so that can be in there. But if it's something like Fiona Apple's Paper Bag, which was used in Bridesmaids, take an awesome song. All right, it's used in a movie. Perfect. I can put it in this playlist now.
Much like Lou Reed's Perfect Day. I wouldn't even know about that song if it wasn't for Trainspotting.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, I was picking a song that I very deliberately already liked and loved, and now it gets to go on my movies playlist because I heard it in Bridesmaids. So I chose the theme from Hook, just because whenever I listen to that playlist, whenever that comes on, that song just makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I'm with you.
It's a great, fun movie. It tells a different Peter Pan tale with Peter Panning all grown up, and oh, it's God. Robin Williams. It's
Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, my God. They're still brilliant together.
Movie. You're Peter?
Yeah. And Bob Hoskins is Smee. Yeah, Bob Hoskins is Smee was great.
Yeah. In the beginning, lost. What did you lose? I lost my marbles. There's so many little things in that movie that, yeah. I hate to say it, but I think we have to give a special mention to Let It Go from Frozen in the ear candy section. We take no points for this. We're just, you know, because of all the pre-show banter, I guess we have to mention it at least once.
Why?
I don't know. Seemed like the thing to do.
It was Let It Go trying to play and me muting the board, you know, that ended up screwing everything up in the first place. You know.
I wasn't going to tell anybody about that part.
You didn't know about that part. That just happened.
Oh.
Yes, Diana, exactly. She says, I like how they call him the Pan.
The Pan.
Yes.
And that little fucking nitwit Rufio.
I liked Rufio. I was sad when he met his demise. All right, this will be the last spin of the wheel.
Guilty pleasure.
It looks like it will be, actually, guilty pleasure.
Yes!
You landed on guilty pleasure. I was hoping for that as well.
I'm going last on this one.
Katie can go first.
The cat doesn't have one. But I do. It's not even a guilty pleasure in a way. Like, I am proud of this. But if you tell me that movie sucks and has no storyline, how can you watch it? It's hard to argue with you. But believe it or not, tying into Phantom of the Opera that you mentioned earlier, zombie strippers.
Okay.
Yes. The movie's amazing. You got to watch it. Starring Jenna Jameson, because you can't have a zombie stripper movie without a porn star. And Robert England.
Freddy?
Yes. Also, the guy who played Phantom of the Opera.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, no, when we went to like a Comic-Con and he was there, people were asking him for zombie strippers and somebody brought in a Phantom of the Opera for him to sign. And I'm just like, but he's Freddy, though. Like, you know? Yeah, I mean, say what now? Freddy! Willie! I don't know. They're doing the cat voice. I don't want to miss any of my lines here, but
no, zombie. Rufy. Oh.
Yeah, I did miss Rufy. Oh.
All right, give us the Thundercats ho. Come on.
Thunder. Oh, is it three thunders and then Thundercats?
Go for it.
Thunder. Thundercats. Ho!
Tell honey that I'm Billy sorry.
Miniseries V. Yeah, fair enough. I think I'm getting shit when I go upstairs. In the miniseries V. Have I seen that? How the hell would you know? Sorry. Those random questions. Yeah, especially yelling out. I can't do it again.
Don't. We're really sorry to honey. I'm sorry I requested that one.
Yeah, it's awesome because she has to wake up early in the morning too. It's okay. I gotta wake up early, but whatever.
You know what's funny? I was getting all excited over Guilty Pleasure, and though even though I have one, I was actually thinking of my Anything Goes. And frankly, I'm calling an audible because I made a mistake in my mind and I was thinking of my anything goes for my guilty pleasure. My real guilty pleasure is that I'm going to do this and I'm going to swap the content out even though it doesn't make any sense.
I'm in.
All right. So my guilty pleasure is I can actually make a case for this as I go through, but my guilty pleasure will be thanking horses.
I am not familiar.
It's not a movie, but I'm talking about the actual act of thanking horses.
The yeah. Kitty says a 2-4, eh?
I was watching the Planet of the Apes earlier, like I've always, brain fart, like I previously stated, mm-hmm. like I always stated, that wouldn't have even made sense. Why did my brain do that to me? Anyway, I was watching Planet of the Apes, like I previously stated, and, there's a lot of social comment here. I just can't speak for crap tonight. There's a lot of social commentary in that movie. There's a lot of things that you can take out of it. And
speak good.
Just at the hey, I'm trying. Believe me.
I know you were doing so good. Then I derailed you by reading the cat's line.
That's okay.
Shut up, cat.
Let's see. Where was I? Social commentary. Right. One of the things that got me thinking about, you know, because the roles are reversed in what we would call an animal, you know, viewed us as an animal and they were treating us the way that we would have treated them. And it just got me thinking about the ethical treatment of animals. And then the ending sequence, you know, when they were riding on the horse, because I was thinking about the ethical treatment of animals, I started thinking, you know, do horses appreciate, the domestication, like have we made their lives better by domesticating them? And when we ride horses, don't we owe it to them? You know, because we've domesticated them, it shouldn't we actually be thanking them for providing the service that they do?
Yes, that's why we give them oats.
Yeah. So I think my guilty pleasure is that I believe we should thank horses. It's only proper. They're doing us a favor by helping us out. And it's not something that we should take for granted.
I'm with you.
There we go.
Thanks, four-legged creatures, says the cat.
Indeed. Indeed, good sir.
Okay. Now, I gotta say, since this is an invasion...
Okay.
I gotta steal and talk for like 5 minutes about a couple of things I wanted to bring up. Because I had a science fiction, and I wanted to bring up Alien Resurrection, if for no other purpose than I was listening to some show, I can't remember what it was, and they were talking about Ron Perlman, and they, like, mentioned everything he was in except for Alien Resurrection.
All right, so you're doing a science fiction right now?
Yeah, I just...
Hold on. There is a proper way to do a science fiction.
Oh, sorry.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Ashbrook here with an urgent report for the public. We now go live to James Raflowski at the Pentagon. James?
Thank you, Tom. Let me just say the shit has really hit the fan over here, dude.
Should you really be using that sort of language on the air?
Shut the fuck up, Tom. We are way beyond FCC regulations at this point. We've got nukes, robots, aliens, hurricanes, graboids, Gundams, space plagues, death rays, zombies, mutants, and Jedi. This is science fucking fiction.
I'm so happy that I said that now because I got to hear that. Yeah, no, I can't remember which Getting Geeky it was. I was listening and I was almost like saying out loud in my bus, Alien Resurrection. Like, first I was like, Beauty and the Beast. Okay, yeah, somebody mentioned it. I think it was the big one with when Kate Burgell, I can't even talk, when Mel was there. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, no, okay.
I don't remember which one she called in on.
Yeah, I don't either. But I just remember you guys were talking about Ron Perlman on that other show, Getting Geeky.
Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle over on Gabnet.net. Yeah. At midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I have to tell you about that show.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel too stupid to listen to it.
What?
I do. But at the same time, I learn stuff. So I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like I'm getting smarter by listening to Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle at gabnet.net on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight
Eastern.
Yeah. The one you took over for Alex. Okay.
That's what I thought. I thought it was the one. I thought it was the day that I went on 2 hours early, because that's what allowed her to call.
Yeah. Well, you just lost all your smarts by being here. Sorry, Johnny.
Yes,
I'm not talking the third person. I'm reading. I learned a lot about cameras.
Cool. I'm glad it's been helpful in that regard. Is it okay if I take what you just said verbatim and turn it into a promo for the show?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. No. Totally. Yeah. No, because we're talking about cameras. I know about cameras.
And then you get Mark and Phil going, and
I'm like, I don't know fuck all about cameras. And by the end of it, I'm like, now I do.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I've been enjoying the hell out of that show. I really have. I was like, I've seen a camera.
That's so cool. I will definitely have to. I'm gonna have to turn that into, some kind of promo for the show and debut it and everything. That's awesome. And I think the citizen panel will get a kick out of it. That there's actual, that what we've been doing is making a difference to people. That's really cool.
It is. I'm learning stuff, and I don't learn too easy. Or wait.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to Trailer Park Boys.
All right, you got anything else you want to go with?
I feel like I have to mention Tusk.
Now, did you see it already?
No. If you listen to the most recent Smodcast, Mr. Smith talks about how, because they're different distribution companies, it is completely out of his control.
That's right.
But Tusk will not come to Canada until October 3rd. And it's a piss off. It's not Mr. Smith's fault. But it's like, but the movie's about us. So how do I put this? Mr. Smith will get my money for watching this movie. However, it might end up being my second viewing, depending on how the internet goes.
Okay.
The suspense is killing me. I'm just like I listen to your quick pick, and I'm just like,
oh my god, that was terrible. I went, okay, I should not have recorded, but I had the voice in my head saying, oh my god, you should, this would be a good quick pick, and then the cat was... basically egging me on. And so I rushed home, and I should have let my thoughts gel first, because it hit me in that moment. While I was recording it, it just started to hit me. It took a couple more hours for everything to really start to sink in. And I found the movie so unnerving, and I realized later in the evening what I found so unnerving about it was that it was really, really creeping me out. The performances were magnificent. They were absolutely magnificent. And even though I know it was based on on the ridiculous. It's just what each of those individual actors put into each of their roles. Michael Parks and Justin Long, I hadn't even begun thinking about Justin Long's performance and how most of the movie he wasn't speaking. It was like just pure emotion.
What was he grooting?
Oh yeah, he was making sounds and lots of work on. Oh, Groot, I get it. I get it.
Gee, I haven't even seen Guardians of the Galaxy yet. But no, the cat says that's what a quick pick is for, getting your initial reaction out then, right?
It doesn't have to be.
I agree with the cat, though. I like the unfiltered reaction you had. Like that one moment when you're like, this might be the one Kevin Smith movie I don't like. And then there was instant panic in your voice. I did not say that about our Lord and Savior, Mr. Smith.
Well, yeah, that was a legitimate fear. Because it really did. There is no better word than unnerving. That's exactly what it was. And it's because it creeped me out so much. The performances were done so well that it was just flat out creepy. But the sick thing was I was happy about it the entire fracking time. Just a giant shit-eating grin, laughing at all the humor that was in it. Even though, oh my God, the walrus suit. Oh, Kevin Smith hasn't done it justice. It's Oh my God, I didn't want to sleep last night. I really didn't. I did not want to go to sleep. I was afraid of the dreams that I was going to have because of what I saw in that movie. This is why I think I made a mistake recording the quick pick, because I didn't have a moment, you know, I didn't take the time for it to really set in. Oh my gosh, this is a creepy fucking movie, but any fan of Kevin Smith absolutely needs to go see this, especially anyone who joined in with hashtag walrusyes. This movie was made for us. This is what we asked for. And oh my freaking God, did he ever deliver? This is not a movie for a general audience. This is a movie for the people who absolutely love Kevin Smith enough to say, fuck it, do it. We want to see this.
Well, you know what I like about it too? Okay, first of all, before we get carried away, the cat says... Did I not say that I was afraid it would creep me out, get into my mind, and jumble things up? But hell, now I want to see it. All right, now I still want to see it. I want to see it too. The thing that blows my mind about this movie was like one of the podcasts where somebody talked about Kevin. Jeez, and you know what? I'm just going to say it was Netheads because I think it was, but... When Kevin's like,
well, yeah, you have to properly cite Netheads on this show, know, otherwise you'll be accused of plagiarism.
Okay, so. good, because, the thing was, is like, this is something new. This is a fresh idea. This is not a 30-year-old Ninja Turtle story where Splinter finds a ninjutsu magazine. Shout out to We Are Not Here to Please You. This is not... I can't even think of other things to cite, but you know what I mean? Like it's brand new. Right. And you know, it's like, yes, it's a brand new idea. This is amazing. Oh shit. It's a brand new idea. And I'm like, I totally get that. Cause it's like, you know, the problem with breaking the mold is that it might flop. Like, you know, like, critically, monetarily, yada, yada, yada. But I think what I like about this movie that I have not seen the most is that when you listen to Mr. Smith talk about it, it sounds like he really loves this movie. And
as he should.
When you're dealing with a creator who loves what they create, it's going to be better than somebody who's cashing a check. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it could cause you to, like, I could like things that I wouldn't normally like if the creator is passionate enough about it. I'm trying to segue out of this. It's not working.
Actually, we could just move on to the flick pick.
Yes.
I'm okay with just.
The flick pick.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Al did some fun ones for us. Yeah.
Al's amazing.
Yeah, he's a fun dude. But yeah, our flick pick is going to be Batman, the 1989 Batman, Tim Burton Batman, starring Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson and Kim Basinger. Who didn't love Vicky Vale in this movie?
Oh, I can't remember the exact number, but it's like, you weigh more than 105.
Oh, and if Kim Basinger didn't do it for you as Vicky Vale, how about Billy Dee Williams as Harvey Dent?
I know, right?
Oh, he was badass.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. And of course, you know, when I saw this, I see Lando Calrissian walk in. It's like, oh my God, Mr. Mom's in this and Lando?
Oh, I love, it's one of these movies, I love the comedic timing of everything. Like, Jack Nicholson nailed it, and I never thought I'd see a better Joker, but I'm not going to say I have. I think
you do have to, you know, you have to recognize each of them for the performance that they were, because Heath Ledger did nail the character, and they are both very, very, you know.
Oh, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Heath Ledger had one advantage that Jack did not, and that was a better written script.
Okay.
Fair, but at the same time, it's like you got to keep it, like, for a 1989 movie, and even, you know, the guy who did the Joker before that, like, the Joker is just this progressive character that I really did not mean to go off on a tangent about, but I have.
That's all right. It was an awesome performance, and it's just a fun movie. I still remember the first time I saw this movie. I saw it at the drive-in, which was actually now the theater up the street. The theater that, on Thursday night, I went to go see Tusk at. That used to be a drive-in, and that is where I saw Batman in 1989. And I remember having Bunny and Littlefoot with me, and I had just got them the year before.
What is Bunny and Littlefoot?
Bunny and Littlefoot are my stuffed animals. I have had them since 1988. And Littlefoot is Littlefoot from the Land Before Time. And Bunny, yep. Well, he's just a blue bunny. And I can certainly tweet a picture of Bunny and Littlefoot. You know, in just a few moments, but they were with me. Since 88, you know, 26, you know, going on 26 years now. That I've had them.
Holy shit, that's almost depressing.
Why?
Well, for the same reason that I'm sitting there going like, holy fuck, this Batman movie's been out for 25 years. And I
and
remember
now I'm
it.
I'm sitting here talking about my stuffed animals that I've had for... Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know. Also, pardon me. I have to share with you the only real old memory that, like, when it's like, oh, fuck, I'm old. And everything started going downhill from there. It was not too long ago. I stopped by a park to have a smoke. And I'm like, I remember this park. And I'm like, this park is where I had my first open mouth kiss with a girl. And then so I was just kind of like, oh, hey, you know, you get the nostalgia going, right? And pheromones or whatever. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there going, that was 20 fucking years ago.
My first kiss was also in a park.
Yeah. See? Bonding. Well, I can't believe I have to say this, but I've been ignoring the cat for a while. Vicky who?
Oh yeah, you can you can ignore that series of comments there, and I'll give you a pass on that one,
because I knew I wasn't gonna do it right, because I know it's a joke.
Yeah, well, actually, it's not really a joke. It's not. It's more like Vicky who.
It's Price is Right Down song. It's all about the bats.
My gosh, why can't I find... yeah. Nice, very nice. Nicely done.
What there. I'm here for.
All right, let's see. Oh, right, I was going to tweet out a picture of Bunny and Littlefoot. Is there anything else that the cat has in there?
I don't see anything. Doesn't mean it's not there. No, I'm scrolled all the way. Nothing yet?
Nothing yet. All right. Well, I think this is a good enough one of them. Let's see here. Why not? How the hell do you tweet from within iPhoto? I don't know. Twitter. Share to Twitter. Oh, look at that. It's... How do I tell what account? You suck. All right. I'm not doing this live. We will, that will go out later.
The 4 foot Joker gun.
Was oh my God. That was ridiculous. That was absolutely ridiculous.
Did you ever see that little mashup on YouTube of when in the 89 one, Joker's got that gun and the Batwing's flying at him? It's like, come on, you gruesome son of a bitch, you know? And then mashed up with Heath Ledger's Joker. Hit me. Oh, come on. I want you to do it. I want you to do it. And they mashed it up perfectly. Like it's a similar scene, but I mean, you're dealing with the exact same characters played by other people. Also, I got to admit, before this goes any further, Michael Keaton is my favorite Batman still. Not taking anything away from Christian Bale, not saying he didn't do good. But
I'm right there with you, dude. I am right there with you.
Michael Keaton's Batman suit looked to me like what Batman's suit should look like.
Oh, it was just awesome. And the Batmobile, come on. How awesome was that Batmobile? Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The what do they call it? The Tumbler?
Yeah.
The Tumbler was cool. But motherfucker, Michael Keaton had a Batmobile. And the cat says he was a good Batman and Bruce Wayne. You want to get Indeed. Nuts? Let's get nuts.
What the hell, Twitter? You suck. Why is it rotating the image? Grr. Arg.
What I liked about Keaton as Bruce Wayne, though, was that I think he captured it really well. The fact that he's like, Bruce Wayne is like this character he plays. Like, you know, he walks into this room and Vicky Vale and Grant are looking at this thing, and he's like, it's Japanese. How do you know? I bought it in Japan.
Yeah, that was a great line.
And it was like, it was almost like I had to buy all this stuff to fill up the house because I'm a billionaire, and that's what billionaires do. You know, I mean, Christian Bale was good and everything, but the helmet was too tight around his head, and his cheeks came out. I don't know.
I remember on our computer, our Amiga 1000, my brother figured out how to make it say, I'm Batman. And, you know, it was like, you know, all down like that. I don't know if he was playing something that he, like a WAV file or something that he got off of a BBS. Now, this was the Amiga 1000. This is, you know, like 1989. It's pre-internet days, okay?
Oh, fair enough, yes.
Yeah. Or maybe...
Maybe he got it off a BBS.
Well, no, that's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed you when you said BBS.
No, he probably... He probably did, because, you know, my brother was a major, major influence, and he introduced me to BBSs and everything. I never really got into them much.
Did you play Legend of the Red Dragon?
No, I started playing MUDs once, you know, we were pretty early on with the internet, and that's what I attached to. So, like, we had it by the first couple of months of 92.
Middle of Canada, the internet was not. let's just say you probably had it way earlier than we did.
Yeah, we had it in like the first couple of months of 92 or something like that. So it hadn't been around all that long.
Yeah, I don't think I got it to like 95. Okay, the cat says. Bale did not have a Wicker Man costume in a room. He sucked. Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, Johnny, you were asking about Bunny and Littlefoot. I tweeted a picture of them.
I saw. I think I favorited.
Oh, cool.
That is cool, though. Yeah. I like that.
And they were... I remember seeing it at that drive-in. It was a double feature. I don't remember what the other feature was that night, but... Yeah, I had Bunny and Littlefoot, and that was one of the first drive-in movies that I really remember.
Now, is there still a drive-in close to you?
No, not anymore.
Yeah, see, we and as far as I know, in my shithole little town, next to the shithole little town, whatever, but we had, like, the last one left in Canada, or at least Western Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sunday nights were great because we knew somebody with a minivan, and Sunday nights you paid $10 per carload instead of per person.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Blair Witch Project, for the first time in a drive-thru, it loses something, you know, or drive-in.
Oh,
sorry,
I have a Blair Witch story.
Uh-oh. Is it on the internet?
No. Well, actually, maybe I may have talked about it at one point, but it involved me going with a coworker to go see it, and we had root beer barrels and you know, the candy that tastes like root beer.
Yeah, I'm with you.
In the shape of barrels. Yep. And she got sick, and the motion of the camera and everything just made it even worse, and she ended up vomiting.
Oh no.
All over me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no, bad kitty. Don't you dare read that, Johnny. Don't you dare.
Neck, face, and chest. What does that mean?
Ah.
What the fuck is the internet? But yes,
right.
On Sundays for $10 a carload, clowns would totally get their money's worth for that price.
Oh, jeez.
But ching.
Yeah. All right, so 1989 Batman, it got 72% on the tomato meter, which I think is quite a bit lower than it ought to be, but the audience rating is 84%.
To be fair, I think that's one of those movies that what happened is, like, the next Batman came out and everybody's like, oh, I gotta go back and change my fucking coat.
Yes, I wasn't, you know, Batman Returns is when it started to go a little like, oh, you're going too comical on this one.
I didn't mind that one. I can still sit down and watch that one. Hey, that one could be a holiday movie.
It could be a holiday movie. But we didn't get to the holiday movies this time.
I know, I'm going to write it down for next time. I'm allowed to come back, right?
Yeah, you're allowed to come back. It'll probably...
Okay, good. I haven't fucked it up too bad then.
No, it'll be a while before we do guests again because, you know, we're trying to tighten the show back up and get away from the two-hour episodes. So,
it's funny because... well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Sounds good. You know, I think I just got to say it. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. And as always, that's Nights with a K. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed. There we go. Stop editing as you're reading. I clearly did not type this out correctly, so I'm going to go back and just try that one again. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher. I need more water. Tune in. And a few other podcast directories. We aim to start the live broadcast at 10 p.m. Pacific, and maybe we'll actually do that one of these days. Yeah, we're kind of suck at... Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Don't worry. The cat inside my head says it's all good, Seeps.
See, that's the problem. I took my eyes off what was written to read what he just wrote. And
I can't read.
I've clearly rehearsed this part of it that I just rewrote, you know, moments before doing this this episode. So yeah, we kind of suck at starting on time. We've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and it's also where you can find the live stream if we can ever fucking start the show on time. I swear. Even with I started prepping 2 hours beforehand, and I was certain, you know, no technical glitches will happen this time. But the damn cat's voice never came back. So even when it's not a technical problem, we still have other things that end up delaying us. So one of these days, I promise we will start on time. All right. I really need more water. My throat's getting all scratchy and crap like that. Well, but
take a drink.
I can't. I don't have any more water. I need to get up and pour more.
Okay, so I'll take a drink for you.
I just need to get through this bit and say on Twitter we are at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We'd like to thank @MrBratRaven for the MMK graphic, and @JudgeFunkyBoy for the theme, @DCCantel for the segment intros, brackets our new followers.
Okay, so you are going for a literal read.
I know you told me the name, and I'm like, that's okay.
Indie
I know
Mac User UK @IndieMacUser. Thanks for following us.
Mac User, you're the bomb. And Sue for listening. Not you. Yes, you.
Why don't you go ahead and thank yourself for filling in as the voice of that fracking cat? Or you can do that right after I say it. I'm Miranda Janelle.
And I'm that fracking cat, kind of. But to be fair, I've missed my lines here. If I am that fracking cat, I would say my bad. I would say it's all the cat's fault tonight. And I would say, hee-hee. And if you want more
of me, you?
Johnny White Trash, johnnywhitetrash.com or @TeamWhiteTrash on Twitter.
All right. Let's go watch a movie.
See, I now have a problem.
You can end the show however you want, but at least say the cat's line.
Okay.
Let's go watch a movie.
And talk hard. That's all, folks.
Remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton.
Wait a minute. No Netheads content was plagiarized in the production of this podcast. Yeah. You that one's not going to get old. Actually, yeah, it is. But no Netheads content was plagiarized in the creation of this podcast.
Midnight.
Seriously, Johnny, thank you for you allowed us to maintain the consistency of doing a show. I don't believe we've missed a week yet since we started doing this, and we have no intention of doing so. So thank you.
It was my pleasure, and I've already thought of how you can repay me.
Oh?
Once I have my gear and have it figured out, you guys got to come on for the White Trash Tournament of Segments.
Okay.
I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna figure out like what are a few white trash things, and I'm gonna spring them on you with no notice. But I don't know what to do. I'm thinking like it could be something like what is your cheapest drink concoction that gets no, that won't work. But there's gonna be stuff in there like what is your favorite dubstep remix? Because that sounds white trash.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. It's going to be great.
I did have one thing I was hoping to talk to you about at some point tonight, and that was in your most recent episode. You were talking about zombie movies and how they are seldomly seldomly about the zombies themselves, and they're more the human survival stories.
Yes.
Now, that is exactly why I loved Warm Bodies.
That's the zombie love story, right? Sorry, I know how hard it is for you to talk, Kat. I will never interrupt you again.
No, that's okay.
Well, I loved Warm Bodies because it's from the viewpoint of the zombie.
See, now, I have not seen that one yet. In fact, I completely forgot about it until you mentioned it. And now it's like, I must go watch that movie.
There's also a good BBC show called In the Flesh. And it took me a bit to get through the first episode, but I've watched a few episodes now. And it's actually really, really good. It's about reintegrating the zombies back into... back into our culture, and it's
and when you say that, all I can think of is Fido,
and I think of Shaun of the Dead.
So I haven't seen Shaun of the Dead.
What?
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah. The cat inside my head says, "Get the fuck out of here." No,
that'll be one we watch.
Oh my god! I just screwed everything up.
Oh, you guys!
I hit the stinger to end everything, and I was gonna cut the broadcast right there, but I ended up muting the wrong channels, and I muted the stinger bit. I suck.